It's been reported Mayor Brenton Lewis will be not contesting the next Murray Bridge local government elections. He joins me in studio to discuss. Hi, Mayor Lewis.
G'day, how are you?
Really well, thank you. So is this a retirement or a hanging up of the mayoral hat? What is it?
No, it's just a process, Jen. All local governments in South Australia go to the polls in November of this year. And what I'm declaring is that I won't be nominating or putting my hand up to continue on as mayor. So it's not retirement. I've still got 7 months to go and looking forward to working those right through.
Yeah, great. So what's motivated you to step aside?
Oh, basically, I think it's pretty common knowledge that I do have a health problem and I'm very lucky that I'm handling that extremely well. I'm still here. But it would be more than adventurous to expect to be here, another 4+ years. And I can't see that I could give commitment to the role knowing what I know. So it's time. Mainly driven by health, but not entirely. I also believe that I will have had 8 good years as the mayor, and through those 8 years we've achieved a lot, and I also have a personal view that you get in there, give it your best shot, and when the time's right, get out and give somebody else a go, and I think that time's about right.
Yeah, I'm sure it's been a really challenging thing to not only have to go through cancer but chemotherapy, which sounds like it can be quite a painful experience. But from what I understand, you were told it might not even be that long. You had a really short amount of time told to you about
it's true.
Your life expectancy. What's that been all like?
Yeah, well, October 19, the diagnosis was that I had pancreatic cancer stage 4, and the specialist gave me about 3 months to live without chemo. So it wasn't hard. It was not a hard choice to do chemo. Mm. And chemo's bought me a lot of time, quality time with my family, with being able to continue as the mayor, being able to get my affairs in order, and basically just look at life through a different lens, which I do daily.
Yeah. How have you perceived life to be differently than before the diagnosis?
I think you're more appreciative, to be honest, of relationships. You're more appreciative of the fact that you've actually got a life. I don't look at that I'm being robbed or stuff's been taken from me. I just feel like I do appreciate the life I've had and the life I still have. And I think your attention turns to that more when you actually can see an end line somewhere, more close than not.
Yeah, a lot of experts on mindfulness and well-being really suggest, you know, being in the moment and taking in what's happening around you and being conscious and grateful for that stuff.
Definitely. I mean, when you say goodbye to somebody, you realise it might be the last time you actually do that. And I think you're more thoughtful. I like to think I've been more thoughtful as a result of what's been happening to me around my health. But, look, I'm here. I'm lucky to be here and been given that extra time. Mm. And so I'm thankful for every day.
Murray Bridge Mayor Brenton Lewis is with us. He won't be running in the mayoral race later this year. Mayor Lewis, I understand your original desire, your role was to change the council's culture for the better. Sounds like you've really managed to make a big change in this area, as well as reducing debt for the rural city. How have you managed to achieve these challenging goals?
That's a good question. I can't claim that I've done that in my own right, all because of me. I've been very fortunate to have had some good staff, a very good CEO around the financial management. We've gone into a long-term financial plan way back, and we've stuck to that, and that takes conviction to do that. It's easy to spend, and we'll never have enough money. We'll never be able to catch up entirely. The culture, right from day one, I impressed upon the elected members that they should respect each other in their dealings, especially in the chamber. I wasn't into cliques or small groups that would get together. Totally discouraged that form of behaviour. And to respect our staff. We might not always agree with some of the things certain departments do. In fact, we're pretty tough on, say, the planning department. But you still have to respect your staff, and you're not going to get anywhere unless you do. And I believe the success of council to date is primarily the fact that we're a cohesive group that can work together, still have strong personalities, still have their own values, and that won't be beaten out of them one way or another, but they can have a debate in the chamber. When they leave the chamber, we accept it's a council decision and get on with it.
Wow. Easier said than done, though, I'm sure.
It hasn't been that bad, really. Yeah. Like, it's taken time. We've had to, you know, everyone's had to stretch their wings and have a crack. But overall, they are a good mob. They are a good mob of councillors. They go into the chamber with the best interests of the community, and that's all you can ask.
As a leader, what advice would you have for a future mayor or anyone out there who is a leader and trying to wrangle a whole lot of different people with different politics and personalities?
Oh, I think it's pretty simple. From my experience, if I was asked to give advice, I probably would or wouldn't, not sure. But I'd follow the formula I've followed, is be up front, explain to them how you want the game played, what the rules might be, make sure they accept that, and once they've accepted that, get on with the game. No stopping, because we know what we're there for, we know how we're going to operate, we know what we need to achieve. So I think any leader, in any format really, if they take the team along with them, not just have expectations of them that have never been pronounced, you need to work through what it is you expect, and hopefully they're prepared to follow. Get that right, the rest is pretty easy.
Mm. Mayor Brenton Lewis, what are some other proud achievements you've had as your time as mayor?
There's been so many. It really has been transformational watching Murray Bridge over the last 7+ years. We've got a strong financial base, which is something you cannot build an organisation from less than a strong foundation of finance. So important with local government, and not always the case with local government. We're in good nick, and that takes hard work and discipline. We've been very modest with rate increases through the period, from no increase to 2% generally, way down on the 4s and 5%. That's been a big platform, is to be financially strong. We've been able to enter into lots of contracts and grants. We've received, since 1718, nearly $20 million worth of federal government grants alone. Now, you don't just get those. You have to have the projects. You have to have the proposals ready to go. You dust them off. You reconfigure them for the time and the guidelines, and off you go. We've been very successful. So the grants team at council have done a great job. Infrastructure has been very important. We've been playing catch up, as all councils do, forever. Footpaths, roads, you name it. Public toilets, so what? Not a very sexy subject, but
we've pretty important.
They have to be done, and you have to upgrade and build new ones. And we've done that. They're not sexy things, and they don't get recognised a hell of a lot, but they take a lot of money. Mm. Parks, gardens, entrances to town.
It's looking beautiful.
Well, my mantra when I ran for mayor was solid. It was Murraybridge proud, Murraybridge safe, Murraybridge progressive. They're aspirational targets, I give you that. But I'm sure that when I leave office in November, I'll be very proud. I think we're a safer place. In fact, I'm sure we are. And we are progressive. We've come through some really tough times, from the Thomas Foods fire in 18, start of 18, through COVID like everyone else. But they haven't been the best times, and yet we've grown. We've continued to grow. We've sworn in hundreds of new migrants into new settlers. It's been a really good time, really great time. Mm.
Any plans for when you do step down from the mayoral position?
No, at the moment I'm just considering doing my job, doing what I do. I'm not looking forward to retirement. Mm. I never thought I'd even use the word in my lifetime. But no, it'll be a different world when I'm not the mayor. There's no doubt about that. But in recent times, I've sold my farm on the edge of town, and that takes adjustment to live in town when you've not done that most of your life. It's just a matter of understanding where you're headed and trying to work to get the best out of it. So that's the way I'll approach the future.
Oh, it's been absolutely delightful having you as mayor, and we've got many more months ahead.
Certainly, another 7.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining me. It's been really lovely to have you on the show today.
Been great to be here, Jenny. Thank you.